seven bridges road.
Eagles, Seven Bridges Road. Does not get much better than that.
That was fantastic.
Epic.
I'm so happy we played that song. Yeah,
needed that this morning. Needed that. All right,
I think we just did some harmony there, guys. We were singing along.
Singing together was what we were doing. I don't know if there was harmonies there, but yeah, that was fun. That was a whole lot of fun. And good luck to everybody getting their name into the draw on the standby list. Might win a pair of tickets to see Eagles live at the Sphere in Las Vegas.
Tell me something good.
Oh, baby, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me something good, Jill.
Okay. I saw a post on social media last night, and it caught my attention in a big way. It was originally posted by a guy named Randy Miller. So I reached out to Randy just to make sure I could share this, and I want to just read what he wrote. So he said, with all the negativity and kind of poor me posts on social media on a regular basis, he wanted to share this positive post. He works for a trucking company here in the city and said that he has people from all over the world that work with him. Some give up a lot to be here. A lot of times, Randy says, what we take for granted is just part of their dream, and they truly appreciate just being here in Canada on PEI and providing a better life for those left back home. So he said in this instance, he's got three mechanics that he works with that are from the Philippines. And in order to get to work, they use a bicycle. So fine in the summer, but not so nice this time of year. Mm-hmm. And as Randy says, as we know, it's going to get a lot worse. Two of them work the night shift, which means they're biking in the cold and dark. So for the positive part, Randy's colleague, Robin Mears, one of the driver trainers, and said that he's got a huge heart. Recently, his father-in-law, Paul, passed away, and apparently he was a very giving person. So as a tribute to his memory, Rob donated his father-in-law's vehicle to these mechanics so they wouldn't have to bike back and forth to work. And they'll now have a warm and reliable vehicle for transportation. So the generosity, Randy said, blew his mind. And I just wanted to point out, because I love when people see this good and kind of amplify this good. I think it's amazing that Randy kind of pointed out, these mechanics that he's working with from the Philippines, and what they've kind of, their dream, like, and that they're here, and that we do take things for granted. And the kindness, of course, of Robin is outstanding. So many levels of goodness here. Thank you, Randy. This story and the act of kindness is absolutely something good.
And feel free to reach out with those good news stories anytime to any of us. All right. Jill at Ocean100.com, Darcy at Ocean100.com. Maybe just don't bother Scott. That's okay. But send it to us and we'll make sure it gets on one way or the other.
Because it makes us, because by sharing that, like, we all feel better when we get to hear about these things.
It's a little chicken soup for the soul.
Indeed.
Tell me something good.
With Darcy, Jill, and Scott, the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
We're all feeling the pain of higher prices.